Avalanche forecast for Saturday, the 17th of January 2026. Wind slabs can as before be released. All day it applies above 2,200-meter moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 2,200-meter, we have a wind slab problem. Especially in the aspects west to north to east. The somewhat older wind slabs can be released by a single winter sport participant. The avalanche-prone locations are to be found in particular on west to north to east-facing aspects above approximately 2,200 meters. Individual avalanche-prone locations are to be found also on steep south-facing slopes above approximately 2,400 meters. Caution is to be exercised in particular in gullies and bowls, and behind abrupt changes in the terrain, as well as at transitions from a shallow to a deep snowpack. In particular in shady places that are protected from the wind avalanches can release the weakly bonded old snow as well and reach medium size. Whumping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack can indicate the danger. Apart from the danger of being buried, restraint should be exercised as well in view of the danger of avalanches sweeping people along and giving rise to falls. And now the snowpack. The wind slabs are easy for the trained eye to recognize but prone to triggering. They are bonding only slowly with the old snowpack. The old snowpack consists of faceted crystals. Steep south-facing slopes below approximately 2,400 meters. Towards its surface, the snowpack is fairly homogeneous and its surface has a melt-freeze crust. The snowpack will be generally subject to considerable local variations. Only a small amount of snow is lying for the time of year in all altitude zones. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.5, snowfall after a long period of cold. The tendency for Sunday, the 18th of January 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.